Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I talked this week with John Duarte, California farmer. He's in trouble. He bought 450 acres in 2012. He plowed it and planted it to wheat. He now faces $2.8 million in civil penalties because he did not get a permit to plow and plant. He wasn't even allowed to harvest his wheat crop. The Army Corps of Engineers and the California Central Valley Regional Water Quality Control Board said Duarte needed a permit. He needed a permit since the land has numerous swales and wetlands. This farmland drained into the Coyote and Oak Creeks, which are classified as waters of the United States, and the charge is that he violated the Clean Water Act. Lawsuits are going back and forth. Duarte sued the Army Corps for violating his constitutional rights. The government countered and sued for failure to adhere to the Clean Water Act. John Duarte told me that in addition to the $2.8 million that they say he owes, other costs could exceed $30 million. I didn't think that the federal government could deny a farmer the right to farm his land. We have property rights. My farm in Illinois has some low places in some of our fields that could be classified as wetlands. The fields are right along the Spoon River, water of the United States. We have other low spots that we have tiled out so that they can be farmed. My understanding is that normal farming practices are exempt, and you don't need a permit to plow. However, since the Duarte land had not been tilled in recent years, the government said that makes a difference. Well, then, what about the millions of acres that farmers have in the Conservation Reserve Program for up to 10 years? They're not allowed to plow and plant that land when it comes out of the reserve if it has some wetlands? This whole Duarte situation is frightening to all of agriculture. Such regulatory overreach could potentially put our whole industry in a straitjacket. Gary Bays in our law firm here has been asked to help represent John Duarte. We need to win this one for agriculture. And I am John Block from Washington.